KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And Wednesday brings us another edition of WagerWise, as you heard, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook, located next to the Draft Day Lounge inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Jake is with us for what has been a week that we have been anticipating for a very long time. We really had no idea when it was going to come, but we're going to have baseball, basketball, and hockey back in our lives all in the same week. And how was the first initial wave of wagering on Major League Baseball now that baseball's back and live, Jake?
It was great, actually. We saw a great turn over and saw a lot of action coming in. Draft Day Sports Lounge was busy with some more of our regular bettors again. It had a good feel. The staff was happy. The window was busy, and overall it's just a good, happy environment. We're looking forward to NBA and NHL here coming up in the next couple days.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with the NBA returning this week, the NHL as well, some exhibition games going on. What can folks enjoy this week now that we see even more sports returning?
So like you said, the exhibition games are up on the site to kind of practice your sports betting here. And then the NBA will start tomorrow in the bubble format. So we're really excited to see, what kind of changes the atmosphere of those games in this new format. NHL is up live. You can bet on some futures and some of the upcoming games too. So it'll be interesting to see how these shortened schedules kind of change the games and change the action or the speed of some of these games, especially the NBA and the NHL. So overall, we're kind of all in this together, like everyone's been saying, to see the reaction, see how this ends up. But MLB has been pretty popular. And like you said, for a short time, we're going to see all three of them all back at once.
We mentioned the last couple weeks that you've got a lot of promotions going on to welcome people back in and to get them comfortable and used to wagering again on the sports that they're probably a little bit more comfortable with. We did have some people that were waiting until baseball comes back, waiting until the NBA resumes. A couple of those are going to expire this weekend, right?
They are, yeah. So get your bets in now if you haven't. I know some people prefer to bet NBA over MLB or NHL. So if you haven't seen the website yet, I encourage you to go. We have four current promotions going on. So our new sign-up promotion that's been running for quite some time, it'll end at the end of August. So if you stop down to Riverside Casino, go to the Resort Club Best, sign up for a Resort Club card. If you don't feel comfortable staying in the resort, you don't have to. You can go home and activate your online account, or you can stay and do it at Draft Day online and catch some of the games there. But if you activate your account, follow the prompts, your first online deposit, we will match 50% up to $200. So that's one of them. And then we have three other promotions kind of bundled into one called our More Sports, More Free Bets promotion. That'll run only to August 2nd. And that has three parts of it. One's a 25% reload bonus up to $250. One is a 25% match bet up to $250. And one is a 25% parlay insurance up to $250. So they all have their different restrictions. So highly encourage anyone interested in that to go to the website and check it out. That's a little more time constraint with the August 2nd expiration date. So lots to bet on and lots of promotions to choose from.
Do you expect to see even more live betting going on now that we're seeing Major League Baseball back and then the NHL and the NBA returning as well?
It's really exciting to see more live betting. Also, kind of on the side note too, seeing some cross sports parlays happening that you may not normally see with golf, NASCAR, UFC, MLB, NBA, NHL all happening at one time, and then essentially throw football into the mix too. So there's a lot of opportunities out there that don't happen in normal years.
And with live betting, there's also the availability to cash out early, which I know a lot of people enjoy that Elite offers. So if you're feeling one way about a game in the fifth inning and you've got money on it and you want to cash out one way or the other, you are allowed to do that. EliteSportsbook.com is the website. Jake is with us for just a few more minutes before Alex and I will get into some of tonight's Major League Baseball lines. And Jake, before we let you go, UFC 252 is on tap, and you guys, I believe, have had the go-ahead to have a gathering for that.
Yes, we have. So just like UFC 251, with some extremely limited seating capacities due to the governor's ordinance and social distancing, things like that. So it'll be first come, first serve, August 15th. It'll be available on draft day. You have to have a seat. Masks are highly encouraged. It's not required at times. And we recommend you get there early because it'll be, you know, very limited capacity, one in, one out. But we'll be showing the match the fight for free, no cover charge. And we invite everyone to come down, whoever's comfortable, and come check out the match.
Jake, great stuff as always, and we will talk with you next Wednesday. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
And I would highly encourage people to take advantage of that reload, the 25% reload bonus. The promo code for that is MORESPORTS, all capital letters. And if you are a parlay player, some gamblers are not, that 25% parlay insurance can come in handy as well. What have you seen? Have you seen anything early in the baseball season, Alex, that catches your eye here when you're looking at some of these teams?
I think that what we're looking at is you see the AL Central, and I was a little bit the AL and NL Central, a couple of teams that a lot of people were high on, the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Well, I think that they can catch fire. Those teams have really dug themselves quite a hole. And the White Sox especially, we know how prolific that their lineup can be, but you wonder once again about their starting pitching. So I was really high on them coming into the year, but it's weird with Major League Baseball now when you're betting the season win totals, or people who have bet the season win totals. If a team really gets out of the gate with a slow start, it's going to be much more difficult to rebound than it has been in past years.
Yeah, I'd be a little nervous if I were wagering or had wagered on a couple of those teams that you mentioned at the start of the season. There's time to turn things around, but there's not as much time when you stop and think about a 60-game season. One of those teams that you mentioned, the Cincinnati Reds, continuing to host the Chicago Cubs tonight at Great America Ballpark. It is a great pitching matchup, and that's why both the Cubs and the Reds are minus $1.10 on the money line. Reigning National League Player of the Week, Kyle Hendricks, on the mound, making his second start of the season for the Cubs, and Sonny Gray going for Cincinnati. The total in that game, the run total, over under 9 runs. Alex, I don't give unsolicited advice too often during this segment, but the first 5 innings in that game tonight, the run total over under 5 runs. I would go under 5 runs tonight in the Cubs and Reds if Hendricks and Gray both come out of the gate pitching the way that they're capable of. I can't see more than 2 or 3 runs being scored in the first 5 innings.
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head last night during the course of our show when you were talking about the Twins going up against Carlos Martinez. So I will take that unsolicited advice to the bank.
Dodgers hit as well last night, although they were down 2-0 to the Astros and then came back to win 5-2. A White Sox line, a minus $1.15 on the money line with Lucas Giolito on the mound. They are in Cleveland going up against Zach Plesac. Cleveland, $1.05 on the money line. The run total in that game, 9.5. Kansas City and Detroit, it's Danny Duffy and Matt Boyd, the pitching matchup there. You can get a little value if you're a Royals fan or a Royals backer. They pay back $1.15 on the money line. Detroit, a $1.35 favorite. 10 over-under for runs in that contest. And then a game that you can hear right here tonight on 107.5 FM, our Jim O.T. It's the continuation of the series that you referenced, Alex, St. Louis at Minnesota. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for the Cardinals tonight. They are plus +150 on the money line. Minnesota, a pretty good favorite, minus $1.70 with Rich Hill making his Twins debut. Over under 10 runs in that contest tonight. And that was an entertaining game last night with the Cardinals and the Twins. I won't lie.
It was. The Cardinals tried to make a little bit of a late comeback, but the Twins got out to that early lead with just kind of lighting up Carlos Martinez in those first two innings. And can Ponce de Leon keep the ball on the ground, which is something that Carlos Martinez was not able to do last night against, a very, very good Twins lineup that is going to be battling it out for the AL Central for the rest of this the rest of this season. Probably one of the better lineups in the American League.
At Elite Sportsbook on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we will, again, catch up with Jake next week. But check out those promos. As he said, several of them are set to expire this weekend.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.